Welcome to 5 Minutes with Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. I want to share some few things with you from the Bible, which I believe will be a blessing to you this morning and throughout the day. If you have a Bible with you, I want you to kindly turn to James 1, verse 21. I have something very exciting to share with you this morning. Hallelujah. James 1, 21 says, "Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness." Big words, isn't it? "And receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls." Then verse 22 says, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a mirror. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgets what manner of man he was." Hallelujah. "But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, and be not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this man shall be blessed in his deeds." I think I want to be blessed in my deeds. So the question here now is, how do I do the word? How do I do the word? But it says, "But be ye doers of the word," verse 22. "And not hearers only, deceiving your own self." So if you're not doing the word, it means you're deceiving your own self. So the million-dollar question is, how do I do the word? Now, go to Joshua chapter 1, and I want to read to you from verse 8. It's so remarkable to you. You're going to love this. James 1, verse 8. He says that this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. Brothers and sisters, it's amazing how functional our mouths are. It's amazing how our mouths was not given to us for eating only ice cream and eating jollof rice and fried rice and all the rice that you have around. But our mouth is given to us as a tool. You see, the word mouth in the Greek word is stoma, and it means the edge of a sword or the edge of a weapon. Our mouth has been given to us to chart a course for our lives. It says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth," not even out of your eyes, but out of your mouth. "But thou shalt meditate therein day and night." The word meditate there means to matter, and to matter means to say to yourself. You see, meaning that has to do with the action of the mouth or the activity of the mouth. It says, "But thou shalt meditate therein day and night." Then it says, "That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success." You see, it says you shall make your way prosperous, so you can bring prosperity to your life. You can bring good success to your life. How do you do that? It says, "Don't let the word of God depart out of your mouth. Meditate therein day and night." He didn't say, "And thou will do." No, he says, "But that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein." So the way to do the word is by speaking. In other words, as you speak the word, you do the word. To do the word is to speak the word. Hallelujah. Is that not remarkable? So how do I be a doer of the word? How am I going to be a doer of the word? By talking the word of God. By saying what the word of God is saying concerning me. He says, "By doing that you shall make your way prosperous." Brothers and sisters, you have to be prosperous. Poverty is a curse. It's part of the curse. Poverty is not for you. God needs you rich. Today I'm talking about I am rich. The subject I'm talking about today is I am rich. Say, "I'm rich." I am rich. Hallelujah. It says, "For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." So the way to do the word is by saying what the word of God is saying concerning you. Now, quickly go to 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. I want us to do the word right now this morning. Something very powerful in the scriptures, which I want us to do right now. 2 Corinthians 8, 9. It says, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ." Hallelujah. "You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich." I'm rich. So after seeing something like this, what do? I say the same thing. He became poor so that I might be rich. I'm rich. Say, "I'm rich." I'm rich. You see, don't be jealous of a rich man. It is good to be rich. It's not good to be poor. Don't have the mindset of a poor man. If you have the mindset of a poor man, you can't do anything for the Lord. You see, the Bible says that the rich speaks roughly. The rich speaks roughly. If you are not rich, you can't honor the rules of the gospel. God needs you rich so that you can send the gospel all around the world. Hallelujah. If you are rich, you do a lot for the kingdom. You change a lot of lives. You can feed many people. You can look after many poor people. You can help many people get well. There's no need for you to be poor. You have to be rich. And God says that you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. That even though he was rich, yet for your sake, he became poor. So that you through his poverty may be rich. The way to do this word is to say the same thing. I'm rich. I'm rich. I'm rich. Go around today saying you are rich because you are rich. I love you very much. Until I see you again tomorrow, keep living the rich life. Walk like a rich man. I love you very much. God bless you. Bye-bye.